You're listening to Spirit FM Podcast. For more information, visit spiritfm.com.
Dr. Tim here talking about the wee ones this morning.
That's it, getting connected with our kids. What makes a difference? Let me go back to the earlier questions. How's it going with your kids? Do you feel close with them? You feel exhausted? Are you frustrated? You feel like you're disciplining all the time? It really is time to step back and just evaluate. What's my relationship with my child like? We know now that the quality of your relationship will determine even the effectiveness of your discipline strategies. But more importantly, you want a good home? Focus on developing a relationship with your child. Okay? And so we're talking today about what can we do to get closer with our kids, have greater influence, have a more peaceful home. How about that?
Yes, we all want that.
Praising our kids is a big issue, okay? I mean, seriously, there's enough stress and strain. There's enough beating us up in life constantly. And one of the things I love to do in parenting seminars is open up with good boss, bad boss. Describe to me the qualities of a good boss. Boy, everybody in the crowd will tell you. Hey, but even more, go to the next level. Tell me what a bad boss is like. Boy, they go off.
Oh, yeah.
In the same respect, our kids often view us as parents through those eyes. The good boss, bad boss syndrome. Hey, praise your kids. Be big on it. What I like about you. Number two, push them. Don't be afraid to push your kids a little bit. In other words, chores, responsibilities, things like that are a part of life. I'm telling you, it's not long from now and they're gone.
That's right.
And they're going to face life and they're going to have to make tough decisions alone. And that's what parenting's all about. We're raising kids to leave us. That's not fun. But hey, by the way, you're always a parent. You'll forever have influence in their life. And I think the fruit of all doing all these things allows that connectivity to continue. Number three, play with your kids. You got to be the first one to say, listen, what are we going to do? We're going to play a little bit. That's all about staying in their world. And it's radical what takes place when you learn to play. In counseling or psychotherapy, we now talk about play therapy. People think it's a misnomer that you're just going in and just playing with kids. Mm-hmm. No, we're entering their world of play because that's their world. And their real life really comes out in their world of play. The same thing in parenting. We're just asking you to crawl into their world. Be big on playing with your kids. Number four, pray with them. Yeah. Pray with your kids every day. What I love about crawling into a child's world is the little things are what they take to God. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll pray about the simplest of things.
We prayed all the time for the animals and the birds and the worm that was cut in half out on the front step. Well, pray for healing for the worm. We really, seriously. Any animal that was hurt, my child saw, that's what we prayed for that night.
And track all that. Here's why. Because you're teaching your child that the little things, God actually is involved in those things in our lives.
Right.
You know, one of the great tragedies of modern day Christianity is this. We trust God for salvation, but we don't believe him for everyday life. We'll believe him for eternity. We want to go to heaven forever and ever and ever and ever and believe that God can do that for us. But we don't believe God can show up today to do something in our marriage. You know, to deal with a cancer situation in our family, to deal with somebody who's going through really hard times, whether it's financial, whatever. We just somehow don't believe that prayer matters at that level. My goodness, I'll tell you what, crawl into a child's world. And by the way, start praying about their guardian angels and others. Do you believe in them?
Amen.
I do.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I remember Dr. Falwell one time saying that he prayed for his kids every day that God would do something special in life and protect them. You know why he did that? Because he believed it. It stuck in my brain as I thought about my kids. My goodness, you know what? I need to be praying for them at that level. Mm-hmm. You know that? Mm-hmm. But pray with them, not just for them. Pray with them. It's a big game changer. Number five, establish a pattern in their life. Structure. Be an example. One of the things that Paul said, Timothy, was the unfeigned faith that was first in his grandmother and was also in his mother, and that Paul believed was also in Timothy himself. You know that?
Right.
And this idea of sort of osmosis, if you will, that often a lot of what's in our kids' life is caught, not necessarily taught. They see it in us. How many times will you tell your kids will push every button just to see if you're real or not? They'll make you absolutely crazy, but they want to know whether or not you really believe what you say you believe. A lot of parents, the message they send to their kids is pure garbage. You know that? Mm-hmm. It's in everything. They really prove to kids that they don't believe what they say they believe.
True.
Mom and or dad, listen, establish a pattern that kids can regulate their life around. You know that? One of the pictures I have in my mind is of my dad. every day on the school bus run. My dad actually picked kids up on the secondary roads and brought them out to the big yellow buses as, quote, his tent making, if you will, sure, to help supplement his ministry as a pastor. And what he'd do in between bus runs, he had a place, George Hunter's Garage, is what we knew it as. He would sit there, our yellow bus, I'd be on the bus, we would drive by George Hunter's Garage. My dad's vehicle would be there because he'd drop kids off that we'd pick up. Mm. But I knew what my dad did. He, every day he sat in the same spot in between bus runs. He had his Bible. Never forgot his Bible. It was in his steering wheel. And he'd read his Bible. And the one thing I knew about my dad was he took that moment and prayed for every, all eight of us children, every day, by name, right there, every day.
Wow. Isn't that powerful?
That's the image I have of my dad. Seriously, mm-hmm. Pray with and for your kids. Establish patterns in their life that they see that are consistent. Be real with your kids. That doesn't mean you're perfect. Come on, I get all that.
They already know you're not.
Two more P's. Look at this. This P isn't the fun one. It's pain. Mm. I'm not saying give them pain. No, I'm saying be honest about pain. What's that line in Rocky? One of my favorites, Mr. T. What's your prediction of the fight today? Pain.
That's right.
And here's the deal. Life's going to be filled with pain. You can't keep your kids from it. Teach them how to work their way through pain. And by the way, establish boundaries and responsibility. Discipline's a part of it. Come on, mom or dad. Don't just pile on all the good stuff. They need to understand if you do this, this is going to happen. Because that's life. Mm-hmm. And by the way, help them. Let them be a part of your world of pain. A lot of parents want to protect their kids from pain in their life. The truth is the kids already know about it. Learn to talk to your kids. I understand the age and level of understanding all that. We get all that. Whatever is appropriate, get in there and help them work through it so they can learn to conquer pain in their life. You know why? Because it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming. Last one is, my last P is perseverance. Don't give up. Don't give up on your kids. Why? Because nobody's going to love your kids like you do. Nobody. Nobody's going to be there for them like you will. You know why? Because they're your kids, not their kids.
That's right.
You know that? We all need to love and be invested in children, sure. And yeah, parenting isn't always met with a lot of accolades. The old attaboy, you know, you're arrogant. No, but I'll tell you what. If you're faithful, your kids will rise up and call you what?
Blessed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, and hey, and someday, you better be careful. Someday they're going to be what?
Picking out your nursing home.
Ooh, parenting you. Ouch. Oh, that's not good. We don't want them to know that. But that's all part of it. You know that? Mm. And those patterns, those ways, those things in our life, what a beautiful thing. Let me go back. Why are we talking about kids? You know why? Because kids have no advocates. I mean, anybody in their life except for parents or people who actually care about them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the power of influence is profound in their life. Be there for them. Give them everything you got. I can't think of a greater calling in life than to take care of our kids.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Spirit FM Podcast. For more information, visit spiritfm.com.